From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Trade talks between the U.S. and China are apparently underway. That's according to President Trump during a press briefing at the White House. The president says negotiators are talking by phone and in person. Meanwhile, he says China plans to reduce some tariffs and ease restrictions on foreign investment. AgWeb.com reports the president is hopeful a deal can be reached soon, but that he isn't in a hurry, adding he's very happy either way, but thinks we have a good chance of making a deal. Hours of service regulations for truckers are attracting attention again. ThePacker.com reports some are dead set against any relaxation in the rules, while others are fighting to give truckers more flexibility. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration now plans to publish a revised hours of service proposal by July 31st. Meanwhile, the Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety is urging Congress to reject efforts to diminish the rule requiring the use of ELDs and to further erode HOS regulations. The cookout of Americans' favorite 4th of July foods, including hot dogs, cheeseburgers, pork spare ribs, potato salad, baked beans, lemonade, and watermelon, costs just a few cents more this year, coming in at less than $6 per person. According to AgriMarketing.com, the American Farm Bureau's informal survey reveals the average cost of a summer cookout for 10 people is $52.80, or $5.28 per person, up just 11 cents from last year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.